again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's September 13th, 2007. It's the birthday of Sherwood Anderson, born in Camden, Ohio, 1876, who as a young man got a job as an advertising copywriter, then a job managing a mail-order paint company in Elyria, Ohio. But one day, out of the blue, he stood up and walked out of the office and was missing for several days, during which his wife got a letter from him that said, "There is a bridge over a river with cross ties before it. When I come to that, I'll be all right. I'll write all day in the sun, and the wind will blow through my hair." He was eventually found 4 days later, wandering around in Cleveland. He was diagnosed as having had a nervous breakdown, but he never did go back to the paint company. He left his job and his wife, moved to Chicago, began writing every day, and one rainy night got out of bed and started to write the first of the stories collected in his book Winesburg, Ohio, which came out in 1919. Never wrote another book as good as that one, but he became famous for it, and he encouraged the young Hemingway and wrote him letters of introduction so he could go to Paris and meet Gertrude Stein and Ezra Pound. And he also encouraged the young William Faulkner to write his first novel and helped get it published. It's the birthday of Roald Dahl, born in Llandaff, South Wales, 1916. He was an author of dark, short stories for adults, and then he started writing children's books, starting with James and the Giant Peach, and then Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Roald Dahl, who said, "A person is a fool to become a writer. His only compensation is absolute freedom." And it's the birthday of J.B. Priestley, born in Bradford, England, 1894, author of many novels, including Bright Day. Priestley wrote, "We plan, we toil, we suffer in the hope of what? Simply to wake up in time to smell coffee and bacon and eggs." Here's a poem for today by Robert Phillips, Found Poems. Number one, from a letter by Emily Dickinson. "When you wrote you would come in November, it would please me, it was November then, but the time has moved. You went with the coming of the birds, they will go with your coming. But to see you is so much sweeter than birds, I could excuse the spring. Will you come in November, and will November come? Or is this the hope that opens and shuts like the eyes of the wax doll?" Two, from a letter by Gerard Manley Hopkins. "The only just judge, the only just literary critic is Christ, who prizes, is proud of, and admires more than any man, more than the receiver himself can, the gifts of his own making." Three, from a letter by Catherine Mansfield. "Dear Princess Bibesco, I am afraid you must stop writing these little love letters to my husband while he and I live together. It is one of the things which is not done in our world. You are very young. Won't you ask your husband to explain to you the impossibility of such a situation? Please do not make me write to you again. I do not like scolding people and hate having to teach them manners." Four, from a letter by Vincent van Gogh. "I think that I still have it in my heart someday to paint a bookshop with the front yellow and pink in the evening and the black passerby like a light in the midst of darkness." Four found poems from Spinach Days by Robert Phillips, published by the Johns Hopkins University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.